Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. I'll wrap up part two of my visit over at the Pella Farmers Market, where I conclude my conversation with Vivian Ribbentrop, coordinator of the market, and then stop by Grandma's Garden, the Card Lady, Joel Veenstra, and Verna Vandermolen.
Once we were talking before the season got started, one thing that we ran in the ad was that this is a unique farmers market, and part of it is that this is all organic and it's all local. Just talk about how lucky we are to have such a unique farmers market.
Yeah, it is unique. You know, you can go to a lot of farmers markets that aren't really farmers markets. They're street markets, and there are available to you all different things, such as silk from China or leather purses that might come from Brazil. This is definitely local. This is definitely local. I have contacts. People contact me to see if they could sell cell phones here, for example. And I say no.
Because there's no cell phones made in Pella, correct?
Exactly. They're not made here. Well, why not? You know, why can't I sell cell phones? Well, you know, we want it to be the locally made items that are sold. And so it's very unique. Very unique.
Very good. Thank you so much, Vivian.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming down and enjoying the market with us.
Now let's take a stroll through the Pella Farmers Market as I talk to Grandma's Garden, the Card Lady, Joel Veenstra, and Verna Vandermolen.
All right. First of all, just tell everyone what's your name and your business name if you have one, and what do you do over here at the Pella Farmers Market?
I'm Michelle DeBoer. We're with Grandma's Garden, and we sell plants and vegetables.
And how many years have you participated in the Pella Farmers Market?
It's probably our fourth or fifth year.
And what do you see as the biggest advantage of being able to have a farmer's market like this right here in Pella?
Getting to the customers that want the stuff.
How many people do you think come through here on a weekly basis?
Oh, a couple hundred at least.
All right. And just invite everyone out. What do you have here that they should come check out?
Well, they're starting beans and potatoes, and there's peas and lots of other good fresh vegetables.
What are these? Are these flowers or what are these down here?
These are all annuals. It's probably getting about to the end of the season on those, so we'll be transitioning then to the vegetables after that.
Very good. Thank you. All right, so just tell everyone your name and your business and how often you're here at the Pella Farmers Market.
Excellent. I am Kathy DeVos, and this is Julie Boyd, and we are the Card Lady. We make hand-stamped cards for all occasions every other week.
And when you say cards, what kind of occasions are these cards for?
Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, babies, you name it, we make it.
And what do you see as the biggest advantage of having something like a farmer's market right here in our town of Pella?
You can get all kinds of excellent stuff and see your friends in a fun environment.
All right, thank you so much. So just tell everyone your name and the name of your business, and what do you have here that people should stop by and check out?
My name is Joel Veenstra, and I have a bunch of flowers, and we also raise vegetables.
And you're here at the Pella Farmers Market every week?
Yes, every week we show up, and on Saturdays.
And so what's the biggest advantage of having a farmers market like this right here in Pella?
Well, everybody gets to buy local, and that supports the local economy.
And how long have you been participating in the farmers market?
Oh, probably 8 or 10 years by now.
Very good. Anything you want to share with people about your favorite parts of the farmers market?
Well, I enjoy talking to the people and getting to know people that come by every week.
All right, so just tell everyone your name and the name of your business and what you sell here at the farmers market.
Okay, I'm Verna Vandermolen, and I don't really have a name for my business. It's just all homemade pies and pastries.
Very good. And so what type of pies and pastries do we have here? It looks like a wide selection.
I'm known for my pies. That was what I started out doing. They're all fruit pies here at market because of refrigeration issues. I do make cream pies with the old-fashioned meringue or the Dream Whip topping. So I take orders really any time year-round, and yeah, I'll make whatever you ask me to make, pretty much. So
if people have something they're looking for a wedding or a birthday or an anniversary, anything, when are you here at the farmer's market where they can come catch up with you?
I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 6, April through October. And then I also do supply pies to several restaurants uptown here in Pella. And so you can get my name here at market or talk to one of the local restaurants, and they'll also give my name out to you. So.
Very good. And looks like you're successful doing this. What's your favorite thing about this farmer's market being right here in Pella in our hometown?
I enjoy being able to work at home so that I can spend more time with my children. And yeah, I've just always liked to be in the kitchen. So it's a way to be creative and still have a business. And so
How long have you been coming to this farmer's market?
This is my seventh season, my seventh year so far.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Again, I want to thank all my guests in my two-part interview. First, Vivian Rippentrop, coordinator of the Pella Farmers Market, and then vendors Grandma's Garden, The Card Lady, Joel Veenstra, and Verna Vandermolen. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.